We're going to be so loosened up and ready to go by the time Sam Hunt takes the stage next Thursday at CMAC, the 15th. Tyler Hubbard opening, that is incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. We got tickets for you to win at 7:25 with the world's easiest contest.
You know, we are always trying to be healthier here on the Be Morning Coffee Club. Always looking for life hacks to make things easier. I just discovered a new life hack to help us drink more water.
Drink more water.
Now, did your daughters ever play with Tamagotchis?
Oh, those things, the little things, you got to take care of them.
The little keychains, yeah. And it's like a little robot living in there, a little pixelated. Well, I saw on TikTok, this girl took a Tamagotchi, connected it to her water bottle. So every time she had to take care of her Tamagotchi, she would force herself to drink water. She's drinking 2 gallons of water a day. These things are so needy.
Wow, that's interesting. So it's almost an alarm, but not an alarm. You're taking care of the little robot thingy there.
Right, because I've had apps on my phone that will remind me to drink water, and then I just ignore it. I'm like, my water bottle's too far away, and I forget about it. But the Tamagotchi yelling at you that it needs to be taken care of.
Your Tamagotchi will die if you don't feed and water it.
Mm.
So you have to address it.
And I thought these things were done in the 90s. You can still buy them on Amazon.
Yeah, they were huge. And I think eventually they got into the Strong Museum of Plays.
Oh, in the National Hall of Fame.
I mean, I think the Tamagotchis are that big to where they got in there. And I'll be the first to admit, the Stanley Cup phenomenon, just the whole thing. I don't know why I fought it so much. I don't know if it's because I'm a Gen Xer and I'm like, you know what? I didn't start drinking water until I was 25. Like, we drank out of the water fountains at school if we had time. Like, we didn't have this access of water with us at all times. So as the years have gone by, and I've just seen all of these huge water bottles and then these Stanley cups, and then I see every kid I know carrying the Stanley cup with a straw, and I'm thinking, well, it must be a social standing thing. You know, like, oh, I've got one, you've got one. Until my sister recently gifted me with one of these Stanley cups. And she said, you know, I know that you are fighting drinking a ton of water, but you really need to. And so I got you the Stanley Cup. I go, I don't want one of those. She goes, it's got Buffalo Bills on it. Will you drink it and carry it around if it has the Buffalo Bills on it? And I go, I'm listening. So I've been filling this with water because I'm like, stop being so stupid stubborn, TJ. Just drink more water. And I got to say, I normally just carry a bottle of water around with me. Why does it taste better out of a straw, out of one of these things, than out of a water bottle? I'll pour it from the water bottle into this, but it hits better.
It's like crispier. It's got like that metallic taste to it.
Why? What are they putting in these things that's making us all like, oh man, I gotta have a hit. I gotta have another hit of water.
Yeah.
I gotta have another hit.
And then during our 5-hour show, she raises her hand at least once every 30 minutes. I got to go to the bathroom.
I got to go.
Drinking so much water. You've never gone that much since you started with that.
Look at me being all healthy.
Right.
I'm getting my steps in between here and the bathroom.
Just the epitome of health and wellness over here.
I really am.
TJ Sharp.
I really am as I eat my dark chocolate covered mini pretzels over here.
Okay. We all got to have our vices.
That's
okay.
Right.